The feast of St. Matthew, an apostle of the Lord, was yesterday, and this particular gospel is one that would touch his heart deeply, because being a tax collector and being someone that was deeply hated by everyone around them, to have Jesus literally come to his home and invite him into relationship was really life-changing for him. Profoundly life-changing. So he would have heard the word steward, and steward of God's gifts, and stewardship as our life in Christ, much differently than we would normally hear steward. And I have to admit, in my first few years of priesthood, and especially as a pastor, I would do everything I could to avoid having to preach on this gospel. And I found myself really struggling with the word steward and stewardship, very much. And then about 15 years into priesthood, I went to a workshop in which the priest who was giving it, and I was there with my finance committee, you know, and I was thinking, it's all about money, and we're going to figure out how to do this, the priest shared that stewardship is a way of life in Christ. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went off for me. And I realized that everything had to do with stewardship, and everything in our lives had to do with being a steward of Jesus Christ. And it's about his love, and about his life in our lives, and in my life especially. That changed it for me completely, because it hit me. My own stewardship of prayer is in deep relationship with him, as is yours. So we have to ask ourselves, how did we do as stewards this week in our prayer life? Did we spend any time talking to Jesus at all this week, or letting God into our lives? And then it hit me that to be a steward of the Word of God means that has to live in me too. It has to be a part of me. And so has the Word of God touched me this week? Have I read the Word of God? And the same for you. Has the Word of God touched you this week? Has the Word of God been a part of your life? And it's also stewardship of our relationships. Love one another. And so, your husband, your wife, have you been a good steward of your marriage this week? Have you been a good steward of your husband or your wife this week? Have you truly loved them in Christ this week? Have you shared the love of Christ with them? And then with your children, your grandchildren, and for some of us, great-grandchildren. And if you're a great-great-grandchildren, God bless you, we love you. So, and we also, as children, loved our parents, loved their parents, whether living or deceased, to share with them the love of Jesus Christ that they have given to us. And then with those with whom we work, have we shared the love of Jesus Christ with them? As we have dealt with them, as we've spent time with them, as we have worked side by side with them, or whether we're in school, the same thing. And then how have we treated the people that we don't even know? And have we been a sign of the love of Christ to them? My grandfather, L.F. Kinneman, was a fire chief in Morgan City, Louisiana. In fact, he became the state fire chief for the whole state of Louisiana. And there is a fire station named after him in Morgan City. So this summer, we took some of my little great nieces and nephews to the fire station. And the guys, the young guys, were just wonderful with them. They brought out the plastic fire hats, put it on them, had them go into the fire truck, let them turn on the lights, let them turn on the horn. They were just super excited. But it came really a moment in which my great nieces and nephews realized that these men were in service to the community as you are, as firemen, as policemen, as first responders. And that's part of our stewardship. Who are we serving? Who are we serving in our lives? Who are we giving our lives for? Christ, of course, is the number one. But beyond him, who is it that we give our lives for? And that's really what you, who are dressed in blue, have said. You give your lives to the community in faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ. We pray for you, all of you, but we also pray for us, each of us, that we may know that we are stewards called by Jesus Christ to love, indeed stewardship of faith, hope, and love for each and every one of us. The change that happened now 27 years ago is, I'm your bishop. Lord have mercy, I'm your bishop.
Thank God.
So we pray also for our leadership, so our mayor, the leadership of the church, the leadership of our community, that we may truly love one another.